Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day for recaps, revelations, and re-energizing. Hey, welcome aboard the End of the Darkly Show. We need to gather a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know, we're going to take a look back at the dystopian delusion, low-rated though it was, of the Republican National Convention, that super-spreader event. But yet, here's the question. Donald Trump, his mishandling of COVID, his stoking of civil unrest, fear-mongering, under his watch, all of this is happening, but can it really help him get reelected? The answer may surprise you, and that's why every vote counts. We'll take it all in and talk about it, along with some great music, including your Forgotten 45s, Creativity, and you in the mix. So you're listening live. It is a late start on this Saturday, August 29th. It's 2 p.m. out west, 4 o'clock central, 5 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, Twitter's 24/7, live run podcast, jump in and what works for you at A.V. Ryanson. Should you have gotten that social media memo about the late start, you can also avail yourself of the PopNet chat box and or the Facebook page. The busy, talented TCS crew are handling things for us, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, and ML headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. Fall is just around the corner, so pumpkin spice is back. Enjoy all your favorites safely. Download their app today for contactless ordering. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. Also, by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. And by our pals at PopNet. It's arts, it's culture, it's conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7. Yes, they do indeed feature select editions of the Amy the Darkly Show and those robust roundtables. So big shout-out today to Clint DeWitt for having me on as a guest co-host for his Progressive Network show earlier today, hence the late start. We got into a lively discussion with some fence-sitters, the so-called progressive abstainers. That one is not going to work because every darn vote is going to count, and we have to count every darn vote, if you know what I mean. Let's talk about mobilizing, because we've got to reclaim America, the soul of America, the nation. Get ready. Get with it. Join us. I'm Amy Bittner.
The bottles all empty and broken. Laughing at parasites, squealing and choking. The pace of discarded when your wallet gets stolen. Your lipstick is thin and your eyelids are swollen. You're up in the morning and you're down in the spirit. You're 5 minutes late and they don't want to hear it. Get on the half hour, get shot by half. One of these people are finally dead. Silence and joyless. Ooh, in America they call it beer. Ooh, they call it up. You look pretty normal, but you feel out of place. Cause you don't care about the things they chase. Your family and friends give each other support. You're spending their lives filling themselves short. The years fly past when you're caught in the flow. A person can't warn what a person don't know. They call it fear. Ooh, they call it fear.
lying is the right way to go about this?
Hey, that's politics, baby. The best liar wins.
Superficially charming, even sophisticated. We trivialize it, ignore it, and when we do, it grows. On March 31st in the Trump White House, Trump's COVID team led by Jared Kushner decided to ignore testing in states with Democratic governors. Evil was in that room. Oh, it looked like any other bureaucratic meeting. There were PowerPoints, spreadsheets, briefings, and estimates of the dead. It was that meeting that led to Trump policies that would kill more Americans than Pearl Harbor, Vietnam, and 9/11. More Americans than World War I. It was deliberate, cold, political, premeditated. Some people say Trump and Kushner were incompetent when it came to COVID, but let's call it what it is.
It is what it is.
Evil.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Little hands.
summing up the first and hopefully last 4 years of the Trump administration. Todd Rundgren, Donald Fagan, the man in the tinfoil hat on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Lincoln Project laying it all out for you, the evil that lies within. Liar, liar. From the Castaways, I've forgotten 45 for Mitch. Thanks for chiming in. And who is America? They call it Fear. That's a band out of Pittsburgh. Hit the scene back in the late 80s, early 90s. They're back at it with a brand new album, and that's one of the tracks. Good stuff called Undesirables and Anarchists. It's the Little Wretches on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Fear-mongering. Will it pay off for Donald Trump? He's using that card. He played it. He stoked it last time. Same playbook. The only thing is he's now the incumbent. The American carnage that he spoke about at his dark, dismal, dystopian inaugural address is out writ large. 180,000 people plus dead now from COVID, and his mishandling is cause for some of those deaths, tens of thousands of them at least on his shoulders. And yet, could he win by stoking fear? The civil unrest on his watch, he calls it Biden's America, but it's Trump's America right now. We have the civil unrest with the shooting in Wisconsin and the Jacob Blake, who's lying paralyzed in his bed, shot 7 times in the back. And then the shooting after the fact with a 17-year-old boy running around with a AR-15 rifle and killing 2 people, now calling it self-defense, a kid who, by the way, was at a Trump rally earlier this year. So it's pretty scary stuff. We're in Donald Trump's America, but can he turn it around? He's playing this game with his base, and they're buying it. He stokes the fear, they drink the Kool-Aid, and could this eke out another Electoral College win? I think it could, and that's scary. That is scary, which is why the fence-sitters and the so-called abstainers from the progressive end, who I dealt with earlier today on the Clint DeWitt show, no can-do kids. You got to get on board. We got to go Biden-Harris and then push them as far to the left as you possibly can. You want progress? Push them. At least you'll have America to save and play with. That's my take. What's yours? Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself joining us for the Saturday, August 29th ride, we also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box for those joining us for the live show. So have at us. What say you about anything and everything? We will say that the RNC was lower rated than the DNC convention, which, of course, will irk Trump no end because all he cares about is the darn ratings, that's for sure. And the polls, which, by the way, although the ratings were far lower, and his speech, the rambling 70-plus minute deal, which, by the way, I didn't see 1 second of. I have to say, I saw a couple of the, well, I shouldn't say I didn't see 1 second of it. I saw the lowlights they played, but I was not watching it. If you call that derelict of my duty, so be it. I watched the lowlights flipped on MSNBC or CNN occasionally, but I just could not stand seeing this nonsense play out in real time. It just couldn't do it. And I'm not alone, apparently, because the ratings were low, but the polls are closing in. That's the thing. They're tightening up in some of these swing states because is it working? This is a strongman business, even though it's on his watch that all this mayhem is happening. We have all these cases of COVID. We have, by the way, that spectacle, that finale, violating the Hatch Act, et cetera. Okay, let's not even get into that. It doesn't even matter because nobody cares. He does what he wants, clearly, and will do more of the same and then some should he eke out a second term on the White House lawn. With something out of, I don't know, it looked like with Melania and Trump up there, like they were, Juan and Ava Perón standing in the balcony waving. I mean, it's kind of chilling if you think about it. But the super spreader event for his finale with his speech, 1,500 or so folks sitting shoulder to shoulder, very few masks in the crowd. They were not mandatory, of course. And then they had the Trump fireworks. It was a display of delusion writ large. But on the other hand, is it working? This is my question. Is it working? Because the polls are tightening. And some folks are saying we're going to abstain because Joe Biden isn't progressive enough. And that, to me, is nuts. What say you? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Let's see what folks are saying. Hello, what do we have here? Kirsten says the people who know Donald Trump best are sounding the alarm. Our country cannot survive 4 more years of a Trump presidency. Please don't buy into the nonsense. Yeah, okay, we'll see. Paver says somebody brought their 93-year-old mother to the super spreader event. That is elder abuse. Ouch. Benton says the fact checker is in over 10,000 false or misleading claims. How many more do we need from Trump? Who's buying it is the question. Some people are buying it. Some people want to buy it. People are downplaying the whole COVID thing. They managed to do it. Eric Trump, who's under investigation, by the way, and possible, I don't know if he's in a criminal investigation, let's put it that way, in New York City, along with his brother Don Jr. and their business dealings. Of course, and so is Donald Trump, by the way, so it doesn't really matter. They seem to skate away every way, but we'll see. said all they talk about is COVID, COVID, COVID. Well, COVID is a big deal. And, of course, Donald Trump, his big thing today is he's harping on the Big Ten, the college football, has to start playing again. He just wants everything to go back to this patina of normalcy that, unfortunately, the pandemic will not allow. And the Biden-Harris people are trying to say this is real, this is dangerous, this is scary, but is it chipping away because people like to see a strong, everything is fine, chin out, and just plunge forward regardless of how many people die? I don't know. I mean, again, those of us in the liberal bubbles have to get out of our bubbles and realize what's going on in the entire country, which is why I say the progressives who think they have the luxury of abstaining, you don't have it. It's too darn close. It's too darn close. I will tell you right now, I know Biden-Harris is going to win the popular vote just like Hillary did, but it doesn't matter if it's 3 million or 5 million if we don't get the Electoral College, and he could possibly eke out the Electoral College win yet again. And you know there's going to be chicanery, as Judy would say, that's all suppressing the vote business. It's scary. So you've got to get out and vote, and we have to mobilize, and we have to work towards saving this country. That's really where we're at, and it's pretty scary if we don't do it. Sean says, to quote Adam Duffler, vote blue and we'll get through. Vote red and we'll all be dead. Biden-Harris landslide 2020. April says, you know when Trump is lying because his lips are moving. Well, we all know that. The man, as we said, lies rack up, but yet some people are buying it. They want to have it. They're trying to make a folk hero out of this guy Rittenhouse, this kid, 17-year-old kid who had the gall to run around. His mother drove him, by the way, to this Kenosha, Wisconsin streets. He's claiming he's an EMT, and he was trying to save people, but yet he shot two people dead. Now he's claiming self-defense. Now, of course, we have to let all the facts come out. I understand that, but what the heck is a kid doing armed like that? Why are people condoning this? It's scary stuff. I mean, we live really like in two Americas, and the prism in which you look through this situation is what is going to get us through. And I'm hoping, and I do believe, there are more people who are on the side of saving this country and moving towards a more perfect union than not. But the way we have this stinking Electoral College business and the cheating that is out there, it's scary. And it's too scary and too darn close for us to sit it out and try to pretend that it's any kind of a normal situation. That's my take. What is yours? Twitter, AB Wrights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet Chatbox. What do we have here? PopNet Chatbox, Henry chiming in. The RNC was a complete display of nonsense. I watched very little of it, and I'm glad the ratings were low. Let's go landslide, but I know what you're saying. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It should be. You know, somebody posted something earlier this week on some social media page that I saw and said that 63% of Americans are ashamed that Donald Trump is their president. And I don't know where they're getting these statistics from, but if that's true, we should have a landslide for Biden-Harris. And yet the polls are pretty darn close, and they're getting closer despite the rating, the fact that the ratings for the RNC was far lower than the DNC. I don't know. It's pretty scary. That's all I can say. And Troy says, am I in a different world? How can more people possibly believe that the world we're in right now is better than it was in 2016 before Trump? Seriously, are people stupid? Trump has done nothing but fail. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, Troy. I hear the anger. I hear the bitterness. I hear the concern. I share it. But there's another side of this where people actually buy his Kool-Aid. And it's pretty darn scary. Reach out. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, pop in the chat box. That's our mission. Let's do their souls.
Red and white, blue suede shoes. I'm Uncle Sam. How do you do? Give me five. I'm still alive. Ain't no luck. I learned. Thank you.
Oh, man, come on. I tell you what. Don't let it define you. You are smart as hell. You really are. You can do this. Can I get a phone number for you and I can tell you how what I used to do? There's about 25 stutterers I continue to work with, but I promise you, you can do it. And you know when I say I know about bullies, you know about bullies. The kids who make fun.
Bullies are cowards who tear others down.
I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
Knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees. I promise.
It's time for decency. It's time for Joe Biden.
It's going to change, honey. I promise you. I promise you. Start it by calling Dad.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Trying to build and have a life of proper duty. He wants everything as I see. All American boy came crashing through the dark. Now he's tumbling to his knees. Oh, 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 oh.
Racial strife and murder, frankly. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We also heard from Lucy Wainwright Roach, America, the great Simon and Garfunkel song with her signature on it as we're working towards that more perfect union. The Lincoln Project again, highlighting Joe Biden's decency, contrasting that to the vulgarity, the derision, and the criminality of Donald Trump. We don't need four more years of that, for sure. Gary U.S. Bonds, Out of Work, that one from Millie, a forgotten 45, and she says, been out of work since this whole COVID thing started. Unemployment is down to the bare minimum. Congress at a standstill, stalemate, and Trump could care less about us regular people. How can people think of it 4 years is a good idea? I'm with you, Millie. Hang in there, please. And U.S. Blues from the Grateful Dead. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Reach out to us here if you're joining us live for the Saturday, September 29th show. Twitter is AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box. And don't forget, social media is available for you all the time, as is our website, amybetharkowitz.com. Reach out, because we're here for each other, and that's what part of the deal is, to commiserate, to vent, and try to help each other through some of these tough times. So we're all with you, Millie, and we hear you. It's no joke, and that's why I don't get it. But I do think sometimes he stirs the pot. Some people are drinking that Kool-Aid. He's playing the fear game with the so-called suburban housewife vote. And I don't know if it's going to work on the margins. And that's the problem. And especially when you have the suppressing the vote, the besmirching the whole idea of mail-in voting, which we all know is just fine. But they're dickering with the post office. All these things that are happening are pretty serious and pretty scary and could lead us down a very, very awful path if we all don't get it together. Dina Abadala, who is a progressive radio host on Sirius XM, just tweeted out something a few minutes ago that said, if Trump wins in 2020, he will be president for life, period. There's no debating this. Over the next 4 years, he will have appointed enough justices to the Supreme Court to ensure he never leaves office. And when he does die, Ivanka or Don Jr. will be installed. USA ends as we know it. Ouch. Not as far-fetched as it may seem. Not as far-fetched, which is why I say to all those folks who are the so-called progressive abstainers, no can do. You got to get on board and vote for Biden-Harris. Again, Joe Biden may not be progressive enough for you. Okay, fine. But push him, work with him, and we can at least salvage America and work towards the future. Otherwise, we're going down Trumplandia path, and as we said, America will be over, and that's a pretty scary thought. I don't want that, do you? Think about it. Twitter, AB Riots, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Apparently, the estate of Leonard Cohen, the great singer-songwriter, is contemplating suing the RNC because, I guess, I didn't watch this, they actually played without permission during two performances his classic song, Hallelujah, and they issued a statement by the legal representative, Michelle Rice. She says, "We are surprised and dismayed that the RNC would proceed knowing that the Cohen estate had specifically declined the RNC's use request, and their rather brazen attempt to politicize and exploit in such egregious manner the song Hallelujah, one of the most important songs in the Cohen song catalog. We are exploring our legal options." Well, what do they care? He doesn't care about laws. He doesn't care about creative rights. It's all about trampling on rights as long as it's okay for him. And this is what it's about. You want to have this guy as your crooked king? He's not even a benevolent king. He's a malevolent king who's allowing people to die around him. I don't get it. Just so we can play Big Ten football and pretend everything's fine. But it could work with a certain segment of the population, and that's what is really darn scary. So I say to all the progressives, all the people, all the Bernie or Busters, all the folks I've heard of who say, well, I'm just not going to vote or I'm going to write in Bernie, don't do it. This is too crucial. It's too important. Start your fighting with Biden and Harris after they get in office. And by the way, we go down ballot and have a blue tsunami and clear out the Senate and keep the House blue and even bluer and put in more progressive candidates, and you'll see big changes. That's how it happens. You got to have a groundswell. You're not going to have it if you sit on the fence and let Trump just take us down the autocratic road. You're not going to get any of the things that you want done. And that's really serious and scary. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, also available should you need that. GPC says, what a world it has become. Republicans under Donald Trump are pretty okay with Russian bounties on American soldiers, and Christians, like the vice president, are big fat liars. As Nathan says, Donald Trump's ineptitude has led to 180,000-plus deaths, and earlier this week, his VP claimed his decisive action saved lives. We know better. Say it loud, say it often, and make sure you get through to people who are sitting on the fence. This is bad times, and we have to fight it. Indeed, we do. Speaking of hypocrisy and lying, one of the big voices that was supposed to be at the convention was a no-show, Jerry Falwell Jr., the former president of Liberty University, a big Trump supporter from the get-go. He had to drop out because of a little scandal involving a pool boy. You heard about this, right? He apparently and his wife were involved in some sort of a romantic sexual entanglement for some 6-7 years with this guy who came out because he's annoyed that he had some kind of real estate dealings with the couple, and they are shirking him. At least that's what the pool boy said. So he's out, and it's pretty darn bad. Tennessean says, Jerry Falwell isn't disgusting and vile because he got freaky with his wife and a friend. I don't judge people's kink. That's their business. He's disgusting and vile because he's built a life and a fortune of telling others that they are disgusting and vile for not following a Bible that he ignores. Well, we know what that's like. A little twisting by the pool. Pull him off. I'm even at the English ship.
Yeah. Woke up this morning, turned on my TV set. That living color was something I can't forget. This man was preaching at me, yeah, laying on a charm, asking me for 20 with 10,000 on his arm. He wore designer clothing and a big smile on his face, selling me salvation while they sang Amazing Grace. Asking me for money when he had all the signs of wealth. I almost wrote a check out, yeah, but then I asked myself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back tomorrow, there's something I'd like to know.
Can you tell me?
Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show?
Would Jesus be political if he came back to earth? Have his second home in Palm Springs, yeah, but try to hide his worth. Take money from those poor folks when he comes back again, and admit he's talked to all those preachers, say they've been a-talking to him. Lord have mercy. Just ask yourself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star?
Ray Stevens with Jesus Wear a Rolex on his television show for the Fall Whales and Company. I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show. Let's twist again, a Summertime Forgotten 45 from Chubby Checker for Eric, and Twistin' by the Pool for the aforementioned Fall Walls and Pool Boy from Dire Straits. The hypocrisy is too delicious. You just can't resist. Listen, they can do what they want, as our tweeter Tennessean said earlier. It's just that they fling their fright wing hypocrisy in everybody else's direction. That's where these folks always go wrong. Indeed they do. You can't go wrong though when you dive into the fountain of youth, and that is creativity. Take a chance. It'll make you feel better. You can explore your own thoughts, your feelings, process your anxieties, all of that stuff that we're going through right now. And you never know what you'll create. And with that in mind, the Inspiration to Action Challenge has helped reconnect folks with their inner artist. And when it works, I'm so happy. And when you tell me it's working, I really appreciate it. Lenny in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, did that. He said, I've been doing the challenge for a few years, seriously doing it during quarantine because I had a lot of downtime, journaling a lot, and even crafting stories. So thank you for giving the impetus and the guidance to do it. It works if you do it. Hey, Lenny, thank you so much. Please keep going, and please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, has it worked for you? I'd love to give you a shout-out. You also are helping other folks. So to get permission to take a dive into that creative well. Maybe a little push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. Either way, reach out via the website. It's AmyBethArkawy, A-R-K-A-W-Y.com. If you want the conversation, give me 2 to 3 weeks to connect because I'm pretty busy these days, but I will do it, believe me. And while you're at the website, you can also check out my stories, the Eliza Gordon mystery. Some other goodies are there. Also chime in with guest suggestions, Dig Story and Forgotten 45 requests. And there are links to the podcast, of course, and social media connections. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes, and our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. Believe me, let's connect, and let's talk about whatever may be on your mind, creativity-wise, or just you need some help kind of balancing out these anxieties and the crazy world we're finding ourselves in, because I know I feel myself, my anxiety rising. I got an email, a couple of emails, actually, in my backup email box by the Trump campaign, Trump himself, and was a survey that was attached that said, who are you going to vote for, President Trump or Sleepy Joe Biden? I quickly pushed Sleepy Joe Biden. And then I got another one where he supposedly attached his acceptance speech. I just deleted that. And a thank you note from Melania Trump, get this, with the audacity to ask for a donation of $250 or more. Like, you are barking up the wrong tree, lady. I can tell you that much right now. But I'm so offended that they actually, I know it's spam, and I get a lot of stuff from the Biden-Harris campaign, but guess what? I'm on that team, so okay. I get too much of it. They're a little obnoxious. They overdo it. Whatever. But I can understand that. I don't understand. I'm a registered Democrat. I've signed on to the Biden campaign through their website. I never, ever made a peep in the RNC's direction, certainly not under Trump. So, you know, they get lists. I don't know where they get them from, but I was personally offended by that. And I opposed to that. People are saying, well, you can filter it, you can do this, you can do that. I don't care. It's spam. It's garbage. But it just annoyed me to no end, for sure. I'm sure a lot of people have been in that particular. Let's actually around the social media horn before we get out of here. A lot of folks chiming in. Hey, thank you so much for playing with us, by the way, in this late time. And, you know, we have sort of a last-minute social media memo. It's always fun when folks do it. All the shows, by the way, are archived for podcasts. So if you miss any of it, want to hear it again, you can, of course, follow the Amy Beth Arkowy show wherever you get your podcasts and listen to it. So Lou, responding to Dina Abdallah, who let out this pretty scary comment, but I think it's probably true that if Trump ekes out another term, it's going to be the end of the American presidency and the end of America as we know it. Lou says, I believe Dean's right. Either that, he'll be the last president, or he'll hand it to a family member, but there won't be another legitimate election in his lifetime or maybe in ours. And that's the whole idea. This is by design, not an accident. They want minority rule as radical white supremacists become a minority in this nation. So true, so true. Let's not fall into that trap. And the only way we do fall into that trap is if we get lax. And this is why I'm so ticked off with the so-called progressives. Get off your high horses, folks, because this is an existential threat to America. And salvage what we can, and let's fight from the bottom up. Groundswell, grassroots, all of those things. It's great to take to the streets, and I applaud all the people that are doing it, the march in Washington yesterday. It's heartbreaking to see these people who are just tremendous fans, tremendous strength that they show, and not fanning the flames of anger, but fanning the flames of love. The family is coming out and saying that people have to do the right thing. It's amazing the strength of these people. We have to follow suit, and that's all great, and that's all important, but voting is also going to be important because we've got to push this thing above and beyond. Unbelievable. Some sad news that we got, Chadwick Boseman, the great actor who, of course, came on the scene in a major way, international star in Black Panther, passed away. I didn't know he was suffering from cancer for the past 4 years, but boy, oh boy, did he have some great roles in his life, right? The man was, I discovered him like 6-7 years ago in 42, the Jackie Robinson story. That was his first big screen starring role. He also played Thurgood Marshall in Marshall and James Brown, a couple of other roles. I think there's one coming out posthumously, of course. Was a big sensation in Black Panther, the first black superhero movie. And what a classy guy and someone who did a lot of work off screen with youth. He was a director and a producer as well and a writer. 43 years old. Wow, their life is cut short like that. Heartfelt thoughts for his family and all his fans. It's tough. We got to do what we can while we're here, and that means your creative efforts, your political efforts, your family efforts, whatever it is, let's make the most of it, and let's get our country back. And I'm saying this to all those progressives who are so worried about nitpicking that Biden-Harris won't be progressive enough. They will be far more progressive than Trump and Pence, and we know that. Let's get together, folks. Let's do it. I'm going to keep harping on it. It sounds like a broken record. We got to do it because we really have to do what we can to save our country. Hey, thank you so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, NL headquarters for moving us through. Thank you for joining us in real time. Really appreciate it. And don't forget to drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowy Show because we're going to work and make sure that we reclaim America. Take care.
I've been dying to do it for a long time.
Love you all.
I just started doing it this year. This is, in fact, the first time that we've done it on English soil. It comes from the 80s. yes, from the 80s. And I actually like this one very much. It's called This Is Not America.
A little piece in me will.
you.